We talked about the NSABP/BCRG discussions about a trial. I'm curious what your thoughts are about that strategy of looking at Bev in the adjuvant setting and HER2-positive tumors along with trastuzumab chemotherapy.
I think as we developed adjuvant trials with a global sense of breast cancer, it's important to look at more than one target to optimize therapy. And it's important for different groups to look at different strategies so that we have faster answers for our patients. Antiangiogenesis is a very important strategy in the management of many malignancies, including breast cancer. Certainly, the data from E2100 are fascinating, in which there was a clear demonstration of improvement in response rate and progression-free survival when bevacizumab was added to weekly paclitaxel compared to weekly paclitaxel alone. You know, the issue of impacting survival is something that has raised many questions. But now the Ribbon-1 trial is completing accrual, and this trial is looking at chemotherapy plus minus bevacizumab. The Ribbon-2 trial is accruing patients well, and this is the trial looking at patients who have already had chemotherapy, developed progressive disease, and they're being randomized to chemotherapy alone versus chemotherapy plus bevacizumab. And I hope that we'll be able to launch Ribbon-3 trial, which will be for patients who receive upfront chemotherapy bevacizumab, for there to be a randomization of chemotherapy alone versus chemotherapy and continuation of bevacizumab, a question that we have had for a long time with trastuzumab. So there's a lot of interest.
Is that going to happen?
I hope so. We've had discussions about this over
the
last several months.
I've been hearing about that in, you know, colon and lung, right, and nobody seems to be able to do it.
That's right.
Any guesses as to what we'll see? I mean, one of the things that, and this kind of came out of the trastuzumab experience, is can you select people who you ought to continue? Like maybe people who are responding better, or any thoughts about that?
Tell you, right now, we don't even know exactly where bevacizumab fits in the context of breast cancer. So I'm awaiting, you know, the data from the Ribbon trial, the data from the Avaro trial being conducted in Europe, will also be very telling, because in that trial is docetaxel alone, docetaxel with two different doses of bevacizumab, as it was done in the lung cancer study. So we need to wait a little bit more. Certainly the FDA needs to look at the data very carefully, but I look forward to the data solidifying what we believe theoretically should work, which is antiangiogenesis therapy in the setting of breast cancer. So based on this, I think it's good to start thinking about adjuvant trials today. I don't think we should wait 2 years to develop a trial. Whether the safety data that currently exists using combination trastuzumab and bevacizumab are enough to move to an adjuvant trial tomorrow is a different story. But over the next few months, this data will become available and we will all feel more comfortable.
What were your thoughts about the data that's coming out looking at the combination of trastuzumab and bevacizumab? There was more data presented at San Antonio. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that was a very nice study led by the UCLA group. There are certain issues related to this study. These patients had low tumor burden. These were not patients that had received multiple prior chemotherapy regimens. So it was a pretty interesting subset of patients with breast cancer. The data are very early. They're promising. But we need more robust data, both in terms of safety and also efficacy.
And when you think about the biology of HER2-positive tumors and the biology of what these two agents do, does it make sense to you that they might be synergistic?
Yeah, well, in clinical models, they are synergistic. Not only trastuzumab with bevacizumab, but trastuzumab with any of the other antiangiogenesis agents, even the small molecule inhibitors.
Of course, us in the non-preclinical world are always totally skeptical when we hear about those things. It's so hard to judge. I mean, is it really dramatic? Does it? You know, we can't separate the hype from the reality.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. I used to run a laboratory for many years, and I decided that other people could be curing mice, that I would take care of patients.
It seems like it's worked so far.
But it's good to at least have some rationale before we can move to clinical trials. The issue with HER2-positive breast cancer is that this tends to be an aggressive disease. So if we use trastuzumab in combination with bevacizumab, you know, we may not see actually huge responses to begin with, because antiangiogenesis drugs may be kind of longer-term drugs. You know, when we use them as single agents, they don't work very well. But in combination, that's where they may fit in.
And when you think about some of the mechanisms that have been speculated since we started to observe this synergy between Bev and chemotherapy, and you hear about the normalization of the blood supply and better access of chemotherapy or less tissue pressure, how do you think that would play out with trastuzumab as opposed to chemotherapy?
Well, I hope it will work well. Trastuzumab is a much larger molecule, you know, than the chemotherapy drugs that we use. So in terms of feasibility, it's hard to know. But I think, you know, trastuzumab, based on the data that we have, seems to make everything work better. It makes the hormones look better. Combine trastuzumab with any chemotherapy drug and the chemotherapy drug looks better. The responses are very nice. So hopefully it'll work the same in combination with bevacizumab, because as you know, bevacizumab alone doesn't have a great activity in the setting of breast cancer.